The bedroom. The bedroom was furnished with simple modern furniture made of Karelian birch, produced at the Lutter factory. This uniform set included two beds, a bedside table, a wardrobe, and a dressing table. As late as the 1920s, most apartments still lacked a bathroom and plumbing. Instead, it was common to have a wash basin and a large water jug right in the bedroom. In the evening, people would fill the wash basin with water, ready for washing their eyes in the morning. The first routines of the day often took place right next to the bed. We can assume that Wilde used a small sink next to the stove for this very purpose. Wilde had the ceiling light in his bedroom painted darker because of his weak eyes, so that the electric bulb would not blind him while he was lying down. In general, Wilde had a sensitive nervous system, and his emotions often kept him from sleeping. Medically, he suffered from chronic insomnia. Especially during his anguishing and complicated secret love affair with Rahel Ushmarov. Because of this, Wilde relied on a daily dose of sleeping pills. In the evening of the 26th of December, 1933, Eduard Wilde died from a heart attack. He was 68 years old. It was a sudden event that took the public by surprise. His wife Linda and his sister Augusta were by his side in his final moments. After the bedroom came the so-called room of the mother-in-law, marking the end of the apartment.